Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I don't know if we'll find anyone else that does this in the relationship, but let's take a shot. Does anyone else have a guy who likes to be the little spoon? Like, you hold him, you're the big spoon, he's the little spoon. 314-531-9898. Because that's what Jason Kelce said. I don't know if I don't think he's joking. I think he's being serious. He said in his relationship that he likes to be the little spoon and that Kylie, his wife, is the big spoon, and everyone like reacted to it. And I just like, you look at Jason Kelce, he's this big, burly football player, big beard. You're like, no way. And then you look at him, you're like, no, I kind of see it. I think you probably would be the bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think that happens a lot. Like, I don't like to be the little spoon.
Now that I think about it, I don't really like spooning in general. Like, I like the type of cuddling where you like put your head on their chest. That's like better to me than like spooning, because okay, it's always like someone's arms hurting or like. Ugh.
But like, let's. But also that you lay into him, and so his arms are around you. So let's just take cuddling in general, where the woman's arms are around the man. So if the man would lay on your chest, and then you would hold him, do you do that? Do you do the spooning method?
I feel like a lot more guys probably like being the little spoon than they care to admit.
They really? Would never admit yeah. it, though. I've never had a guy say that they like that.
Then where are they out there?
Who are you?
Kevin,
you never, you don't spoon, right?
Exactly. I don't even know what a silverware is. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Sarah.
When you guys do cuddle, do you
Sarah and I cuddle. I hold her. I think she's probably more of the little spoon.
I was surprised. I thought if anyone in this would be, room, you had a shot at being the little spoon. Yes, I'm not going to lie.
Because Sarah is the dominant person in our relationship, and she pretty much determines everything. So, I mean, I'm sitting there going, I don't even know if I'm a spoon. But
if I'm a spoon in general.
Exactly.
Like, what do you consider? I'm a napkin?
But I would think that, I would think, though, when we do cuddle, she is the little spoon.
All right. We don't find anyone in the room. I don't know if we'll find anyone. I'm curious. Is there anyone out there where, like, my man likes when I hold him, or I like to hold my man when we cuddle? I like being the big spoon. Any women out there? 314-531-9898. I'm kind of like Hannah. I don't think we're going to find anyone. I think people are going to call and be like, nope. How do you guys like to cuddle in your relationship? Commercial free. We want to know what it's like to cuddle with you on the Brett Baggus Show. Jason Kelce said that with him and his wife, he's like, you know, just big center, one of the best centers of all time, offensive lineman, football player, big burly beard. But he likes to be the little spoon when it comes with his wife. He likes to be cuddled. So what do you do in your relationship with your man? Do you like to be the big spoon? Does your man like to be the little spoon? 314-531-9898. I'd love to find just like a big burly guy and a small woman. And she just is like, well, I'm the big spoon. Tanya, what are you in your relationship?
I am the big spoon.
Oh!
And now, what size is your man?
He's
6'3".
He's huge.
Your phone's breaking up. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
And you're the big spoon.
So it's almost a foot difference.
Yeah.
Love that.
So do you go over his back? Does he go into you?
No, I just kind of scoop him under his arms and you know, like, I lay my head on his back, so.
Oh, you just scoop him up.
He doesn't like my hair in his face.
Oh. See, it is the hair in the face. Yes. See, you know what? That's a man of experience. The hair in the face is, like, the hardest thing. You're constantly like, try to spin it around, move the hair. It is hard.
Like the arms broken. It is kind of hard. We got a text saying, being the big spoon gets too hot for me. Body temperature gets too hot and I just need to move away.
Oh, like she doesn't like to be cuddled by him. Yeah, that's fair.
That is hard.
Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to be our big spoon, we'll take it. Kevin's just looking to be a spoon in general.
Exactly. I'll take any utensil in the kitchen drawer.
Put me a knife, a butter knife, fork.
Spork.
We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.